As well as receiving regular spiritual empowerments, practicing mindfulness, and living the precepts, students would have carried out energy work on themselves to further their spiritual development and to further their self-healing. This energy work took two forms: daily energy exercises and self-treatments. And on this track, I want to talk about the daily energy exercises. Usui had his students carry out a two-stage exercise, which was designed to clear and cleanse your energy and to move your energy system into more of a state of balance. These exercises would also help to ground you and build up your personal reserves of energy, as well as helping you to develop your ability as a channel, enhance your sensitivity to the energy, and develop your intuition. The exercises that Usui taught were called Kenyoku, which means dry bathing or brushing off. This is an energetic self-cleansing exercise. He also taught Yoshin Kokyuho, which means technique for purification of the spirit. And this is a meditation or a visualization that focuses your attention on your Tanden. The Tanden, called the Dantian in Chinese, is an energy center that's located in your abdomen, two finger widths below your tummy button and a third of the way into your body. It is a very important energy center that is seen as the center of your personal universe, your personal energy store, the place where your intuition and creativity reside. The Tanden is focused upon in a whole range of oriental energy practices, spiritual practices, and creative pursuits. Everything from martial arts and energy cultivation techniques to meditations, flower arranging, calligraphy, and even the tea ceremony. The Tanden is the very center of your being, and you will be working from your Tanden throughout your journey with Reiki, when working on yourself and when working on other people. When you practice Reiki, you work from the Tanden. Now, this simple sequence of energy exercises, Kenyoku followed by Yoshin Kokyuho, was expanded upon in the Usui Memorial Society, set up after Usui's death by the imperial officers. This society used a longer sequence of exercises called Hatsureiho, which means something like start-up Reiki technique. Hatsurei retains Usui's two simple exercises, but adds a few extra stages, though the focus is still very much on cleansing, balancing, grounding, and deepening your experience of the energy. You should carry out Hatsurei every day, or certainly most days. Don't worry too much if you miss the occasional day, you don't need to be perfect. But if you want to get the greatest benefit out of Reiki, for yourself and for others, then you need to establish a regular routine of working on yourself, and Hatsurei is a good basic practice. It doesn't take too long to carry out, only 15 minutes at the most, and you have a guided meditation on CD to talk you through the stages. You don't have to carry out Hatsurei at any particular time of day. You can find a time that works for you in terms of your schedule. The important thing is to make it part of your daily routine. If you are new to meditation, and if you've never done anything with your Tanden before, then it's more than likely that your mind will wander sometimes, and you may not actually feel anything going on in your Tanden. That is no problem. That is fine. Most people start their practice like that. If your mind wanders, just let the thoughts drift past. Don't pay them any attention. Don't worry about it. If you start to think about the wandering thoughts and worry about your wandering mind, then you'll have two sets of thoughts to deal with: the thoughts that came into your head, and all the new thoughts about getting rid of the first lot of thoughts. You've made things worse. Remember that you don't need to be perfect to practice Reiki effectively, and you don't need to be in a perfect meditative state in order to practice Hatsurei effectively. If your mind wanders, as it surely will, pay no attention to the errant thoughts. Just gently bring your attention back to what you were doing, what you were visualizing, what you were intending, and relax. Over time, with practice, you will start to train your mind, and you'll find that after a few weeks, after a few months, your mind will begin to still, and more of your Hatsare will be carried out in a nice, empty, meditative state. This is a goal to be achieved over time. It's a work in progress, so don't worry. Don't worry either if you can't feel anything going on in your Tanden. If you've never ever focused your attention on that part of your anatomy, then you are hardly very well sensitized to what is happening there energetically. You can practice Hatsare quite happily and effectively while not noticing anything happening in your Tanden. Now, because the energy follows your visualization, it follows your focus. The very first time that you imagine energy moving to your Tanden, it will, whether or not you can feel it happening. With practice and repetition, your sensitivity to the energy is likely to develop, and over time you are likely to feel something happening in the Tanden area. But even if you don't, Reiki will still be focusing and building there. It's nice to feel something happening there, but not everyone will, and it doesn't matter anyway. Don't worry about what you are feeling or not feeling. Simply follow the instructions, don't try too hard, and just relax into the sequence